Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, October 22nd. Hope you're well. Coming up,
raising the prospect of an election which clashes with Late Late Toy Show night.
Still no date for a general election, but it will happen this year. And kids these days more likely to have a disability than 10 years ago. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the government parties have agreed to hold a general election before the end of the year. The coalition leaders met last night to confirm plans to go to the polls before Christmas. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
After a lengthy meeting at government buildings last night, it was agreed Ireland will go to the polls again this year and election 2024 is officially on the cards. Sources said Simon Harris, Micheál Martin and Rodrigo Gorman didn't agree a precise date for the election, but Friday, November 29th is the most likely polling day, possibly running to December 6th. In a joint statement, the party leaders set out that passing the finance bill, which gives effect to the budget, is their main priority as a final act. That process resumes at an Oireachtas committee on November 5th. An expedited process could see that bill passed that week and the election called on November 7th, though it could still drag a week longer, raising the prospect of an election which clashes with Late Late Toy Show night.
At least four people, including a child, have been killed and 24 injured after an Israeli strike near a hospital in Beirut. The Lebanese health ministry says it expects that number to rise. Israel says its campaign is aimed at driving out Hezbollah figures from border regions. There were just 33 properties available to rent under the discretionary HAP scheme in October. Only three properties were available to rent under the standard rate of HAP. The locked out of the market report for the Simon Communities of Ireland is a snapshot study of 16 locations over 3 days every 3 months. Simon Executive Director Wayne Stanley says the findings are stark.
We found only 33 properties available to rent within HAP limits, and that's using all the local authorities under survey, using their maximum discretion. There's a basic rate of housing assistance payment, and if you apply just the basic rate, there was only three properties across all 16 areas. That increases to 33 when each of those local authorities uses their maximum discretion.
Cabinet ministers are set to approve an extension of the Lewis to Finglas in North Dublin. The plans are being examined this morning with approval in principle set to be granted. The move would allow a planning application for the extension to be lodged. Proposals for a dedicated transport police with increased powers will be launched today. The SIP2 Travel Safe Plan is in response to major concerns by public transport workers over the past year about antisocial behaviour. Adrian Kane, SIP2's head of transport, says workers overwhelmingly support it and want to see it happen.
We've come to that position after looking at examples of transport policing in Britain, Belgium, in France, in the Netherlands, and in North America. But we now need to ensure that this becomes a reality. We've also done costings on it, and we don't think that it would be much more than what we're spending on security at the moment in public transport.
The housing crisis and the cost of living are disproportionately affecting young people. That's according to a survey from the National Youth Council. Fionnuala Corbett has more.
The National Youth Council says politicians need to take action on things like housing, employment challenges and mental health services. A Red Sea survey done on behalf of the council shows many people believe politicians are out of touch with the issues facing young people. 82% of people think the housing crisis has a disproportionate impact on young people. Just under three quarters of adults agree young people face major financial pressures, and 58% believe there aren't enough mental health services for them. The National Youth Council is also calling for more money to be spent on youth work services across the country and for better youth representation in government decision making.
Liam Payne had cocaine in his system at the time of his death, according to an Argentinian official. An initial toxicology report has been handed to local authorities, but the final results aren't expected to be made public for several weeks. The 31-year-old singer and former One Direction member died after falling from a balcony at a hotel in Buenos Aires last Wednesday. In entertainment news, the former lead singer of The Verve will support Oasis at their gigs in Croke Park. Richard Ashcroft says Liam and Noel inspired him to create some of his best work. He went on to write on X, "See you next summer, music is power." And in sport, in soccer, Republic of Ireland defender Jesse Stapleton says the side will take plenty of lessons from the Euro 2025 qualifying group into the playoff next week. Eileen Gleeson's side face a first leg tie with Georgia on Friday, following a campaign that included a 3-1 win over heavyweights France. And Jesse Stapleton believes the difficulties they faced in the qualifying group will stand to them in the next few games.
Before the campaign even started, we knew that it was going to be a tough set of games because the quality of the opposition, but we learned a lot from playing the big clubs and we fixed the little improvements that we needed to, and I think we're in a really good position going into the next couple of games.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.